Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you seen enough Amerikanskis? Where are you on the DEFCON scale when it comes to the atrocities, the things that you've witnessed that are coming up every single day, the Biden family and their scandals and how they're getting out of it, the Hillary Clinton and her scandals and what's going on there, the cheating that went on in the election. And we're going to be discussing all of this. Maybe it's the transgender issues and things that we're witnessing there. Where are you? What is it? What level of outrage? Are you at DEFCON 4, which means you're at peace? Or perhaps you're at DEFCON 1, which means you feel like we are at war. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I bring this up because my question is, how much more will it take for you to get outraged to get to DEFCON 2 if you happen to be at DEFCON 3? Because I don't think you can really believe that we're at peace. And if you are at DEFCON 1, which you probably are if you're listening to this program, you do understand that we are at a philosophical and ideological war with the left. And I don't know what else it's going to take before you or the people around you finally say, I've seen enough. Pride Month, I find an interesting time to be discussing this issue of where you are. There was a meme that said, what slippery slope? It will never happen. And here's what it reads. 1995, love is love. We just want acceptance. That's what the LGBTQ said. 2005. 10 years later, we just want equality. 2012, bake the cake or go to court. 2015, say my pronouns or lose your job. 2023, your kids will watch drag shows. From 1995 to 2023, which is essentially what, 28 years, we've gone from love is love, we just want acceptance, to you will take whatever perversions that we give you. By the way, another White Pride Month is coming. It's going to be in July, in case you missed it this month in June. White Pride. By the way, White Pride is the same as Black Pride, is the same as Latino Pride, is the same as American Pride. I'm saying it for you white folks. Why? Because I think you're afraid to say it for yourselves. Even though somebody did post a meme that said July is White Pride Month, which I found very funny. And I commended the person for posting that, which I cracked up. Took some guts, man. As you guys have learned about me, I celebrate American Pride every year. I celebrate Black Pride every month. You know, I celebrate any pride that you want to have. I celebrate heterosexual pride. I celebrate the pride of being me every single day, every minute of the day. And, yeah, Kevin, do you have a collective? Yeah, I do. I have a collective. Everything that I celebrate, I promise you, there are millions and millions of Americans celebrating exactly that. I celebrate meritocracy. I celebrate my team winning when, you know, if my son plays in a game, if I watched LSU beat Florida. I didn't have a dog in the hunt. I celebrated that with the people from LSU. I celebrate everything. I celebrate life. I celebrate the air that I breathe. I celebrate the rainbow that nobody can own. Gay people don't own that. But speaking of gay people, I just read you the transition that they've made. They don't want anything. They just want to be one of us. The same thing that black people want, right? Black people, we just want equality. That's what Martin Luther King preached back in the 1960s. Just give us our chance, our legitimate shot at everything that we should have, and we'll leave the rest to there. But no, not good enough. Not good enough for the lefties. They want black people to have special dispensation just because of the color of our skin. And it irritates other people, and rightfully so, because these people are saying, you know what? This doesn't make any sense. And they're right. But how about these LGBTQ freaks? Sickest, most perverse group of people and excellent representatives of leftists. Now, let me put a qualifier on this. There are many within the LGBT community, particularly, I would tell you, the majority of the LGBT community cannot stand these freaks. They understand that they have a different way of life, but they're not celebrating. They see it as it's an aspect of who they are. They don't measure themselves based on the sexuality or how they choose to have sex and with whom. That's just one aspect of their life that isn't quite the norm of society. But they're not out there wanting to put their genitalia in the... I saw this guy dressed in a purple outfit with essentially a penis that was about 4 feet purple and long, and a child with the parents, two children, but one of the children, a little girl, was holding the penis next to her face, and they're all laughing about it. And I thought to myself, what a bunch of freaks. Who brings their children to a gay pride parade? Let's just call it what it is, a gay freak parade. What sort of parental freaks do this? And it's funny, the lady who was the parent of this little girl, she's smiling. She's happy that her little girl is holding a male's genitalia, I mean, the depiction of it, in a purple outfit. She's happy about this. And I just find that they're perverse. There's no other way to look at it. But you know what? We're supposed to be accepting of it now. They want us to use their pronouns. They want to change the way we use language. They want us to accept that men can be women, that men can be pregnant, that accept that this sexualization of kids is the norm. It's okay. It's what one of my friends said. He says, I don't care about the sexualization of kids from heterosexual. I don't want a heterosexual guy showcasing his genitalia. This has nothing to do with gay. It has to do with what's right. But I'm going to call them what they are. They're freaks. And, oh, Kevin, you do that kind of stuff, and that's why I see your show doesn't get... Okay, fine. So be it. You're here. You're listening. What do you think these people are? What do you think their parents are? What do you think that is a government that condones this type of activity? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Does watching a bunch of leftist LGBTQ freaks take you from DEFCON 2 to DEFCON 1? Do you feel like you're at war, ideological or otherwise, with these leftist communists who now have control of the country? I'm astonished. And Joe Biden, by the way, supports this nonsense. Joe Biden administration, whoever's running it. People seem to believe the Obama's running it. Obama's got no power. If you think Obama's running this country, man, you don't get it. You got to wake up. They don't let ingenue, chili-pimping black guys, half-black guys, run the country. Obama got in because people wanted him to be there, and they let him be there. But he's no power broker. I don't know. And again, I'm not trying to get after anybody, but if I'm going to be part of your education, understand that the people that put Obama in, that those are your enemy. It's not the elected bureaucrats. It's the unelected bureaucrats. People always say to me, Kevin, why don't you run for office? What power is there in that? Haven't you seen enough that the power brokers are the ones who cheat to put the Joe Bidens into office? Do you honestly believe Joe Biden would have the power to win an election by himself? What do you think? You think Obama could have won this election by himself in 28? Oh, Kevin, he was so popular. They could have destroyed him. They knew this man was bisexual. They knew this man was a radical. They know that he didn't have the record that they created for him. They made him, and they can break him. This idea that he's some power broker just have you taking pause if you believe it. Now, and by the way, oh, well, look at all the people that Obama selected, Susan Rice and all this. No. You want to know who selected the people that ran Obama's administration? The Clintons. If you were going to say anybody was running Obama's administration, you'd be saying it was the Clintons, the same people who put the Clintons in power. And the people who got Bill Clinton elected, look, go back as many presidents as you want. It is the same group of people deciding who gets that honor. This is like buying a NFL franchise. There are certain types of people that can own that. And just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you could own it. You have to have the right pedigree. So get over this idea that the Obamas are power brokers. And if there are 50 people that could break the Obamas. Any one of them. They get together routinely. They determine who's going to be in power. And we sit along here pretending we're not in the Matrix. A lot of things are going on. I titled this segment Ironies and Hypocrisies of Biden, but it is ironies and hypocrisies of in general, not just of the Bidens. Patriot Front unmask a couple of people at a protest, and people were saying, oh, they were FBI and, you know, informants or worked for the FBI. I don't think they were, but I do know this. One of them was an Antifa member, and they were out there trying to act as if they were marching with Patriot Front, you know, making them look bad. And it's happened many times, like it did in January 6th. Proven evidence of exactly what we're talking about. The sedition that the left has created, and they overlook it. They don't care. So these guys were marching. Patriot Front snagged them and pulled their mask off and found out that they weren't who they said they were. They had nothing to do with Patriot Front. Now, meanwhile, the left were vilifying Patriot Front over the actions of these couple of guys. And that's why the guys went, wait a minute. Well, same thing that's happened with January 6th. We're now saying, wait a minute. You claimed there was an insurrection. Remember the dude with the bull horns that he wore when he was walking through the Capitol? That guy? That suddenly he's gone away because now there's video evidence that he wasn't doing anything that they were saying. And the only reason why those people sit in jail right now that are associated with January 6th, because politically, the Democrats can't let them out. That's it. That's the secret. What else we got? Kamala Harris. Lowest net approval score of any VP in history of the NBC polling that said that Kamala Harris has the lowest score. Lowest approval. And the article started out by saying, you know, she's been behind the scenes. I'd say she's been behind the scenes. Nobody seems to care. So they've got here's what's interesting. I said this a while back. They started building Kamala Harris up because they were going to need her to be stronger when they got rid of Biden and said, okay, well, now we're going to have our VP take over and all this. I don't know what the strategy is now, because now that the walls are kind of closing in on Joe Biden, can they still use Kamala Harris in that role? Maybe she fought it. Maybe she says, I want a bigger piece of the pie, so to speak. I don't know. But it's still coming, and I'm still predicting that Kamala Harris will become president. by default, and she will gladly and happily give up the crown. She won't run against Newsom or whoever they pick, and we'll see what happens from there. What else? What else is in our hodgepodge of ironies and hypocrisies? Well, here's one. Joe Biden wanted stricter penalties for crack cocaine. 10x or 100x the time. It was a crazy amount because supposedly they were scared of crack. It was one thing to have coke. They were scared of crack. The other thing was rich people were the ones doing coke at Studio 54 and elsewhere. Black people were the ones who did crack. If you saw Narcos, you saw where they went down and told the cartel, we want to become customers because we're cutting your crack. And instead of making, you know, whatever, $400 a kilo, I don't know what they make, we're making $4,000. It was a big amount. 10x multiplier, at least. But anyway, Joe Biden, he wanted stiffer penalties for crack versus regular cocaine. And I wonder why. Maybe, you know, it's funny because his son used crack. We know this. Well, how's his son getting away with using crack, getting misdemeanors, and other people are going to prison for long sentence terms as Joe Biden wanted? What about gun laws? Joe Biden wanted stricter gun laws. After every mass shooting, he said it multiple times. But when his son has a gun in possession and he's a drug dealer, etc., then Joe Biden kind of looks the other way. There you go. Here's another one. You ready for this story? Disney lost $890 million on its last two films. You remember the names of those films? One is called Elemental, while the other is called The Little Affirmative Action Mermaid. $890 million lost.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Bidenomics is about building an economy
from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
President Biden in Chicago reviewing his economic accomplishments, including big spending on infrastructure and the lowest unemployment rate in decade. He also blasted the bedrock Republican philosophy since Ronald Reagan, trickle-down economics. Big-time heat's happening around the country, and everybody's trying to cope.
Trying to stay hydrated and stay in the shade as much as possible.
The reason? A persistent heat dome that sent temperatures soaring into the triple digits, breaking records and creating life-threatening conditions for those working outside. They're giving away masks in New York City to help people cope with another round of thick smoke coming from Canadian wildfires. The former Marine accused of choking a man to death on a New York City subway has pleaded not guilty. Daniel Penny was arraigned today in Manhattan. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
Many people heard that clip and jumped to the conclusion that Joe Biden was admitting what he did, but it was a he followed that up, and they didn't play the entire thing in context, and I want to do that. I'm not going to play it in context, but I'm going to tell you that he said it as a joke. Now, you could take it as a joke, but Joe Biden, in his joke, admitted to you what he's actually doing, because that's what leftists do. So Joe Biden knows that he's sold state secrets, that he's in collusion. And by the way, there are 14 times that we've got a clip of people talking about Joe Biden, who has made the declaration that he has never met with any of his, interfered in his son's business, he knows nothing about the businesses and so on, and we've learned that is an absolute blatant lie. Now, we didn't need to learn it because, as I mentioned to you guys before, I don't need experts to tell me what's going on. And that's not me being cocky. That's just me saying to you, I don't need experts to tell me that a father is, if he's plugged in with his sons the way Joe Biden claims that he is, he's going to know everything that he's doing. Because he can say, Dad, you know, just started this company. Doing what, son? And so when he made these abject denials, there's no way, you know, that I would do that. And I didn't take a penny and all this. I started going, okay, guilty dog barking. He is. He's doing everything that he claims he's not doing. And then this little funny declaration. Oh, yeah, I'm overselling state secrets. Ha, ha, ha. Because he is. And he thinks he can laugh it off. You going to let him laugh it off? Kevin Jackson's here listening to 844-551-8255. Here's a clip of Joe Biden talking about Fox News talking about Joe Biden and these 14 business people that Joe Biden met with that are business partners of his son.
President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates while he was vice president.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I don't discuss business with my son. And because I don't discuss things with my son or my family, because I don't want to have any knowledge you, Wendy, I don't want to be accused of, well, you talk with your son or you talk with your whomever.
Stand by your statement that you do not discuss any of your son's overseas
business. Yes, I stand by that statement.
Easy peasy, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Biden met with 14 of Hunter Biden's associates after giving complete denial, saying that he didn't. And why did he say he did not want to meet with his son's associates? He says he didn't want to be accused of having done anything inappropriate. And what's he being accused of? Doing things inappropriately and saying that he didn't, because how could he have if he never met with him, except now that we know with 100% certainty that he did? And how do we know it's 100%? Was it one time that he said it? Was it two times that he said it? Joe Biden is on record for saying this all the time, just like he used to repeat his lies about being the top student in his class and, you know, scholarships that he had, the number of degrees that he's had, etc. The pathological liar continues. But multiple media outlets, not just Fox News, multiple media outlets have Joe Biden on record saying, I didn't take any money. I don't need any, for you guys to, you know, you can accuse me of whatever you want. I'm willing to forego it because I can tell you that I'm truthful. You can take, what does he like to say? My word is a Biden. So what, all these multiple news outlets are saying this, by the way, and not covering the story much any longer. The press conference I saw the other day was the one with the most red meat they've had since Joe Biden took office. But let's go back to 100% certainty. You do remember that Fox News got sued by Dominion, and they settled because they're pansies. They settled. But they wouldn't report that Joe Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates unless they were 100% sure of this information, because they had been sued and they got sued for millions and millions of dollars, and they're not going to let it happen again. At least not in the near future. So why are they saying that? They've ran the story. It's because they know. And so I would ask you, what do you know? What do you need more proof of? Are you waiting for the anvil to fall, Wile E. Coyote, or what? What is it that you need to make sense of all of this? Because we know it happened. And there's also talk, I don't know if we played this clip the other day, but we've got Peter Schweitzer, and he talked about, here's some other proof. And I can't wait till we get to the bottom of this, but here's Joe Biden. They're talking about a burner phone that the vice president had.
Peter, you broke a lot of this years ago about the Biden family influence peddling, and you've got new information this morning, breaking news on a cell phone that Joe Biden was using. Tell us about that.
It's interesting. What is the line of communications between Hunter Biden and his business partners and Joe Biden when he's vice president of the United States? It's not the government phone. It's not Joe Biden's personal phone. We know from the laptop that Hunter Biden's business paid for a private phone line that Joe Biden used while he was vice president. It was from AT&T. It was $300 a month. It was a global phone where you could access somebody anywhere around the world. We shared that phone number and that account information with people at the House Oversight Committee. My hope is that they haven't already. They will subpoena those records, because I think it will give an indication on how tight the communication was. And that may be the phone, for example, that the Ukrainian, the Burisma executive, might have used in this allegation that he talked to Joe Biden in recorded conversations. I would just say one other thing, Marie, as it relates to that sort of shakedown phone call with Henry Zhao that we alluded to. Henry Zhao in 2015 had already sent $5 million to the Bidens. He was the head of a harvest investment firm. And what's interesting is in the correspondence there, Hunter Biden again talks to Zhao in the context of, this is a deal that's important to my family, involving his father. Let's also keep in mind, we fixate on the criminal element of this. We also have to focus on the espionage element of this. Henry Zhao paid $1.5 million to Hunter Biden from an account that was part of a company that he co-owned with the family of the Minister of State Security of China, who's in charge of the entire spy apparatus. And you see that in every deal that Hunter Biden did in China, these individuals that are sending him money have ties to Chinese intelligence.
Unbelievable.
So I ask you guys again, where are you in the war? Are you at DEFCON 4? Are you at peace? Or are you at DEFCON 1 where you realize there's a war, an ideological war? As you listen to Peter Schweitzer describe this, a cell phone for Joe Biden, not a government phone, but a phone where he could be reached anywhere in the world, $300 per month, a global phone. And if we get the records, what are we going to find out? We're going to find out that Joe and Hunter were talking all the time as Hunter was trying to make these various deals. Now, we also have the phone call from the Ukrainian. We have Hunter Biden himself saying, I'm sitting here next to my dad, and if you guys don't get us the money, this is what's going to happen. And you get the money, and guess what? Everything they say that's going to happen, happens. But we're supposed to just dismiss it. Can you imagine getting those records? The family of transparency should say, look, you can have everything you want. If Joe Biden's innocent, he should say, take my phone records, take my taxes, take all the banking information, etc. And if you can find any connection, I would say that. I have no connection to Hunter Biden whatsoever. If you told me, Kevin, use my brother as an example. My brother's had businesses. If you said to me, Kevin, you're in business with your brother, and I would say, I tell you what, you can have any record you need. I will prove to you I know nothing about my brother's business. Nothing. Be a wide open book. What are the Bidens doing? They're hiding. Hiding it behind executive privilege, whatever. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre, I can't talk about this investigation because it's an ongoing investigation. What about when it wasn't an ongoing investigation? What are we doing right now? We've got congressmen and senators questioning every aspect of this from a pragmatic standpoint, not ideologues for Republicans or against Democrats. But it gets worse for the Bidens because it's not just about the money. It's about who they decided to partner with. Chinese spies. Chinese spies. I'm going to get more into transparency in a little bit because I don't want to get off that topic. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because the easy thing to do here is to tell yourself, if this were Donald Trump, we'd know every bit of information. Right now, they're going after Trump over classified documents. And the more we learn, the more that we find out that the swamp has not been drained at all.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones. So you can call it rigged, you can call it stolen, you can call it suppressed. The American people can call it whatever they want, but the fact pattern is the FBI alone altered history in that election. Did anyone at the New York Times or the Washington Post ever call you? So I've had a variety of people reach out to me, but nobody that was willing to actually go through a detailed interview of the facts. And, you know, Jake Tapper, I guess well-respected by many people at CNN, you know, I appeal to him and Chris Licht. I'll come for an interview. We'll spend an hour. You can be as aggressive as you want to be with me. You can call me a liar. You can, you know, attack the facts. The good news is it's just not my word against the Bidens. I have thousands of documents, text messages, WhatsApp conversations, recordings of the sitting president of the United States in his own voice, and I'd love to have that debate. So,
and you offered that?
I'm available. Yeah, I mean, I've said, well, I've had people reach out to me, and I've said, you know, listen, what's the, you know, they just want something. They want something for a news cycle or this going. And I have not done that. I've been laying low, but I'm offering that now, you know.
So you would go on CNN and speak at whatever length they'd like.
I would go on Jake Tapper tonight if he wants to interview me.
That was Tucker Carlson interviewing Tony Babalinsky, who was a partner with the Bidens for a while. And he's being very forthcoming, in my opinion. He's saying, look, I know these guys, what they've done. I've got evidence. I've been trying to get this evidence to the right people. Nobody seems that concerned. But you know what's funny to me is that it seems like there could be a hint of impropriety from the Trumps, and the media are all over it. People are, they act as if everybody cares, and then when it blows over, or they do an investigation and nothing happens, no apologies are issued or anything. It's just, okay, no harm, no foul. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you've been listening to. Whistleblowers are reporting how the DOJ runs interference for the Bidens. Members of the FBI, members of the IRS, people who were partnered with the Bidens, are telling us exactly what these people did. We have bank records. And you know what's worse? We have Hunter Biden's own laptop, in his own words, in their own words, emails, documents, etc., that expose the Biden family's crimes, and yet there is nothing but silence. There's no condemnation from the left. There's no, you know what? We got to get this Joe Biden guy out of there. He's crooked. We see it. Nothing. In fact, they rally around this guy as if he's the conqueror. It's amazing. Practical lamestream media silence. In comparison to what happens anytime Trump pees a drop. Tony Babalinsky says, nobody seems willing to go through the facts of all the information I have, the emails, the mass. I mean, can you imagine while Tony Babalinsky is partnered with Crackhead Hunter, what this guy was saying to him? He says, I've got the emails. I've got the paper trail. I've got it all. And it doesn't seem like the FBI has one iota of interest. What could that be? The story would be hard to believe if you didn't know that it was true. The Bidens are crooked. There's not even a question in my mind or in anybody's mind that's looking for truth of whether or not that's true. I played a clip, I know we have it, of Fox News talking about the Bidens, and Joe Biden claimed that he's never done anything with his sons, he's never taken a dime, and suddenly there's a shift in his philosophy because they already know, or the strategy, I should say, because they already know that's a lie. You know how they know that's a lie? Because 14 companies have been tied to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And now people want to know, where is the infamous burner phone that Hunter Biden got for Joe Biden? And can we get the records to that? Let me put it to you this way. As with Trump and me making a statement, there's been no president in the history of this republic who has been more thoroughly vetted than Donald Trump and found out to be, on the up and up. There's been no president vetted better than Joe Biden and found to be a lying, crook, a pathological liar and a crook. Nobody. And yet he sits in there, and nobody on the left, nobody wants to question his integrity, as they like to use all the time. And they all, how dare you question the integrity of the Bidens? How dare you question the integrity of the Office of the Presidency? How dare you question the integrity of the FBI? How dare you question the integrity of the DOJ? I talk about that meme that I saw the other day that said 97% of scientists will report what they've been paid to report. 3% of scientists won't get any social media coverage. In other words, the ones who are reporting the truth get nothing. By the way, I love that saying, because I'm one of those 3% of the people who's out there spitting out truths. Spitting out truths about the LGBT community. Spitting out truths about the lying scumbags on the left and the Black Lives Matter people and all this. And I get no coverage. And it vindicates me in every single way. Not financially. That's the only one it misses. But it vindicates me in every single way in terms of my approach to truth. Let's go back to these Bidens. With respect to Donald Trump, I want to remind you, these people constantly droned, where are Donald Trump's taxes? Where are Donald Trump's taxes? We want his bank records. We want his business records. We want it all. They yell this from the mountaintops. I don't hear them saying that about Biden. So here's the scenario. If Donald Trump had a crackhead son running his enterprise, and you could tie him directly to working with Chinese spies, trying to get his oil stuff, you know, popped up here, there, whatever, everywhere. If you did all that stuff, do you think they'd be asking for a review? Or can we review those taxes? Can we make sure that he did this stuff? Because I think that's what I'd be doing. I'd say, you know what? I want to look at those taxes again. Did he lie about it? Think about it this way. How about it if we think about it this way? Hunter Biden claimed from his taxes charges to prostitutes. He deducted as business expenses. And he's got a misdemeanor, a slap on the wrist. This guy said prostitutes were a business expense. Now, what else do you think this guy has on his taxes that we need to be looking at? If we did a complete audit of Hunter Biden's taxes, and oh, by the way, let's just bring up Stormy Daniels and the idea that Donald Trump supposedly, while he wasn't president, used campaign funds to pay off a hooker, you know, who's supposedly extorted many people in this way. Hunter Biden pays his hookers with corporate funds. Do you know how many people could sue for that? All of his business partners. Oh, man. Not a word, though. Not a word. In fact, Joe Biden says he's the best guy that he knows. I'm not moralizing about the prostitutes and all that. I don't care. It's just personal business. But the idea that he wasn't trying to defraud the government and deducting his own peccadilloes, and we're supposed to pay for it? That's nonsense. And it's more than just a misdemeanor. Because if you made it a misdemeanor for Hunter Biden, what does it make it for everybody else? Makes me want to go, well, I was going to say go out and get some prostitutes. But I won't want them. But you get what I'm saying. It makes you want to go out and say, well, hell, if it's good enough for him, you know, he can deduct his Porsche. Or I don't know what else he's done. But I know this, we're paying for it. And I know this, the left in America don't seem to care. But they, what pisses me off mostly is they seem to selectively care. Because if it were Don Jr. who were paying for prostitutes with his company funds and driving around in Porsches and staying in $20,000 a night hotels, etc., you wouldn't hear the end of it. So where's the clamor, leftists, for Joe Biden's readjusted taxes? Where's the transparency to see what Hunter Biden's taxes were? Because they won't show it now that he's settled with a little Navy's mother. That was convenient too, wasn't it? Settling that case. Who paid her off? You think she just took a reduction in child support, or do you think that maybe she got more from another one of the Biden friends that they said, look, you take care of this, we do that, etc. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. What's that going to cost America? Because it's going to cost us something. I want to see all the corporate information and everything.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.